lot on your agenda tonight. Okay, I will respectfully call the meeting to order and open the floor at 6:59, and open the floor for nominations for a chairman.
I would like to nominate Tracy Bartels as the chair.
Okay. Do we have a second for Tracy Bartels as chairman?
Yeah, I second it.
Are there any other nominations for chairman?
You don't want to wait for him to come? She already started the meeting.
Can someone warm, can make a warm comment?
Just made some nominations.
We nominated Tracy.
What's the point? I mean, we've just taken a stand that we can do things sight unseen, so.
Still have work to do.
It's already been seconded.
So, Tracy's been nominated and seconded as chairman. Do we have any other nominations for chairman?
I nominate Michael Pieline. Sorry. I'm done now.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you. Wow.
You want to come up here, or you want to just...
She doesn't need that.
I don't know. This is the red
part.
She might.
The hammer.
Thank you. I would ask people to sign in to make sure I have that event. Everybody. I mean, the legislators have all signed in. They're all signed in.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. I apologize in advance for feeling a little bit off tonight and looking a lot off. Okay, so can we start by discussing schedule for future meetings? I think we need to, maybe Fawn, you could tell us what days are open, and then we could look at everybody's schedule.
Several people on this committee are also on your Economic Development Committee, mm-hmm. So it might make sense to do it
right after. Ken?
I also think that we should meet more than just once a month. We should definitely have a regular meeting, but I think that to do the kind of work that I had envisioned for this committee, and I think that Lynn and Manna agree, you know, that it's going to take, you know, meeting every couple of weeks at least. I had thought, you know, when I had thought that we were going to have something to do, and I guess maybe we still will, who knows, but with the DEP agreement, I had envisioned meeting at least weekly until we were able to get to a place where we were comfortable in that. But that's at the committee's pleasure.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I'm unsure. I mean, after the vote took place, I know it's still got to go before, but I think that in some ways the committee was usurped with that vote. The change is the thing because we're trying to look at the corridor. You can't look at the corridor if you're throwing a piece of the corridor away. I also have a number I did have on that MOA. I have written up here a bunch of different questions that dealt with that. I had something that was put together in reference to the committee and what to look at. I don't know if anybody read through those, if you have any opinions on them. You know, I really think that, you know, as I think I pointed out in the other meeting, was there was some money that was left on the table for funding for the studies because there has been no public planning process done. And so as a result, the county executive apparently has refused to do the public planning process. And so by not doing the public planning process, that $2 million is gone, I guess. I don't know if it's coming back. But anyway, now we're looking for that $2.5 million. So, I mean, I'm very concerned about what took place. I'm concerned if we should continue as a committee, but I do want to, I guess I'll still participate, but I want to make sure that I'm not spinning my wheels. My time is valuable.
I think we have a real opportunity. The meeting on, what was it, the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we can, as a committee, part of what we're looking at is the whole quarter, and if we've got specific concerns and issues, we need to raise them in preparation for the meeting on the 14th. I don't see a problem with us putting our issues on in a note to the economic development. And so it didn't pan out, but it doesn't mean we still don't have a responsibility to ensure all the questions get answered, we understand the memorandum of understanding, and that we understand where you know, the issues may be or not, because we still have a job to do here. So I think there's still opportunity.
Okay. Carl, then Herb.
With respect to the new chairman of this committee, I think we should state whether we're going to have two meetings a month or one meeting, so we could plan that right off the bat. You know, I'd like to make a motion to have it after the regular economic development meeting, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first Tuesday and the last Tuesday of the month.
Well, how does that work with everyone? Yeah, that's back to back.
That's back to back.
So, yeah. So maybe the first
second
day.
Second Monday or something after the meeting.
Can't be the third.
Well, if we did the first Tuesday and then
have to be another Tuesday.
Third Monday.
Third, it could be third Wednesday, the day after session. Does that work?
Yeah.
All right. But given the timing of...
I was going to say, or after caucus.
The only problem I see with caucus is that sometimes they work different times, and so,
right.
Yeah. Let's move first. Are we okay with confirming after economic development as a standing meeting? Is everyone good with that? Okay, so we'll confirm.
Economic development usually meets what, the first Tuesday?
First Tuesday. Right, so it'll be first Tuesday after economic development. And then if we were looking 2 weeks later, and these are for standing meetings, but I think we'll discuss Lynn's point in one moment. Right now, looking at the calendar, the third Wednesday, which is the day after session, is available. Does anyone have a problem with the third Wednesday? Okay, so can someone make a motion to have the first Tuesday and the third Wednesday be our standing meeting?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. Now, for a moment, to Lynn's point about still doing our due diligence and doing our duty, we know that on the 14th we have a meeting scheduled. Economic Development has a special meeting scheduled. Is it this committee's wish to try to have a meeting prior to that meeting scheduled where we could ask for the attorneys to be present to answer all of this committee's questions and concerns regarding the MOA? Legislator Provenzano.
Yeah, well, I would just suggest, why doesn't this committee have a special meeting and have the attorneys present? Why would you wait until...
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying, do we want to have a special meeting prior to the 14th?
What date is that?
That, looking at this, I believe that would leave us... Probably next Monday, the 11th, would be a possibility.
I won't be Monday.
Or Tuesday.
I'm away Monday.
I'm away Tuesday.
I'm away Monday.
What about Friday? This Friday. This Friday. Legislator Provenzano.
May I also maybe make another suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
That those that have the questions that they feel need to be answered, and that maybe doesn't have to be all of us. Maybe they could just get together, three or four of them, five if it is, and have a special meeting. I mean, if everybody can't make it, you need to make an effort. I mean, if it's this is important, you have very important questions that need to be addressed, I would think it's important that you have a meeting as soon as you can so your concerns are addressed. I mean, you certainly don't want to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, so the question is, we're looking at, realistically, we're looking at tomorrow or Friday.
Friday, I can't.
Is it not, I don't know enough about the rules to know for sure, but is it not possible to meet at the same time? I mean, to have a joint meeting with a lot of overlap, I don't know what that does in terms of quorum. It's a public meeting.
It's a public meeting. I mean, we could do it at the same time.
I mean, the questions are going to be there, and the attorneys are going to be there. They already agreed. So.
Okay.
Most of economic development is on the Senate.
Can I ask what
that's
date that is?
The 14th.
At 6:15, they said.
I don't know. I have, if anybody wants a copy of these.
I think we should circulate them.
I didn't know, these are responses to the MOA.
I think those are us.
6:15.
Weren't these distributed?
No, yes. I think that's different.
Oh, this is different?
Okay. No, maybe not.
Can I?
Did you put them in the packet?
Well, the ones that were not those. There were some that were in backup. I don't know if we originally did them. There's a Q&A in.
All right. Yeah. One of them is,
no, that's not.
Yeah. It's
not the same one.
It's in the packet already.
Oh.
Can I ask if it's the committee's wish for a motion to ask for the 14th to be a joint meeting formally so that we have the quorum issues addressed?
That's missing something.
Are the questions going to be sent prior, or are you going to wait till that evening?
Well, hopefully, as many questions as everybody has will be sent prior.
Well, there might be. Yeah. I don't know. There might. I mean, I don't want to wait till the last minute. You don't have your question answered.
Send the questions in right away.
Yeah. If you have questions tonight.
See the committee. So everybody has a.
We could use Fawn as a clearing.
We'll use Fawn as the central point. So anything that Fawn, in terms of questions that come to you, if you could CC the whole committee. On any questions from any individual committee member, and then also the attorneys, both legislative counsel and county attorney.
May I ask to be on that email?
Of course. Do you get that phone, Mary Beth, on that email?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't have my response.
Correct. This is the way. This is what we got with the resolution. It's backup.
Yeah, no, these
well,
are
we got
my
the resolution is back up in your packet. It was sent to you by Vicki.
These are my responses in the
Q&A. And what Dave has is responses that he's worked up.
I just want to make sure I get emails with Mary
Beth. You're on the committee.
I want. Are
you giving this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm not on there. That's why I'm asking to be on.
My mistake. I apologize.
I thought you were teasing.
Okay, so just to confirm, one second. I didn't get the email. Just to confirm, we. Everyone, one conversation for a moment, Dave. I've never done that before. Dave, we just to confirm, we have a meeting, a joint meeting on the 14th, and we have a scheduled meeting on the 20th, just so everyone can put that in their calendars. Okay. 14th?
What time
on
the 20th?
On the 20th. What time are we going to do the 20th?
The third Wednesday.
Chairman, I think we should be.
Yes, we have
a scheduled time for Wednesday meeting.
What time works for everybody?
6:30.
I wouldn't do any later than 6:30, but 6:30 I think would work.
Okay, 6:30. Is everyone good with 6:30?
All right. So when are they now?
They're going to be the first Tuesday after economic development. And the third Wednesday at 6:30. Just to give everyone a heads up, I have a tour with the Waste Commission. I'm going to Delaware and Sullivan. I should be back by 6:30, but there's an interim, which brings up another point. Can we have a motion for a deputy chair?
I'd like to nominate Herb Blitz.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
I was
going to
nominate Lynn.
You were paid. I believe in keeping with legislative policy, it should be someone from the opposite side.
I thought we were all one. I didn't realize we're going to do Republican-Democrat.
Per our rules, I think we'll stick with it.
Okay,
all in favor?
For this purpose.
Well, may I expand on my nomination? Herb has a wealth of knowledge in engineering and experience in a lot of large capital projects. I think that he brings an enormous amount of work to the table, as well as being from the good side of the force. So,
what time on the 20th?
6:30.
6:30. Thank you.
Why am I paying
attention? I'll send out an email with these meetings listed in it just to sort of remind everybody, and I'll send you out an email
Do you want me to look ahead?
I'm done.
Yes, June 2nd will be one, and so will June 17th.
May 20th.
The first day of Ramadan.
May
20th. That's what it says on the ticket. Okay, all in favor of Legislator Litz?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you very much, Herb.
I ask also, if you don't mind, I ask everybody, the ones that had the little R on it, that's a response. I didn't put them in the form of a question. They're more of a response.
Okay.
I mean, I can change them to put go in the form of a question without letting go.
Not Jeopardy.
Okay. And is this what was in our packet or not what was in our packet?
Not.
Okay. Okay, so then we'll have a chance to get ahead of that.
Don't start.
Okay, so I'd like to open the floor just now that we've got the schedule and leadership out of the way. New business, Legislator Rock.
Thanks. You know, I went out with Chris White and Ken Crennel, on my own volition and did a little bit of a hike. We went from I have already hiked from Cornell Street to 209 previously, and I hiked from Hurley Mountain Road to the Glenford Dyke as well. And I think that it would be a really good exercise, no pun intended, for this committee to walk the corridor in sections. I think that should be one of the first things that we do. Pictures can tell a little bit of the story, but to see the corridor with your own eyes, bring a tape measure, I'm sure we will. I think it brings a perspective that is not able to be seen otherwise.
I agree. Legislator Donaldson.
Well, I agree that we should be doing that, and I believe there's somebody from the railroad here that if we wanted to, we could probably get a ride a significant part of it and not to walk other parts of it.
Yeah, how many, is that 5 miles from Kingston? How far is it from Hurley Mountain Road to the Glenford Dyke?
10 miles, isn't it?
10 miles. We're not walking 10 miles.
No.
And in fact, no. Well, it was a six mile hike that we took from Hurley Mountain Road. From Kingston, it's farther, but from Hurley Mountain Road to the Glenford Dyke, it's actually 5 miles. But there's there's one back to Basin Road, which is the nearest crossing where we can get out. But I'll also say that the executive's office has offered as many UCAT buses as we need to bring us from one area to another. And if there's folks who don't want to walk the whole way, you can walk portions of it, go back to the UCAT bus and take it. But I mean, we did it. It wasn't a brisk walk, and we did the 6 miles in a little over 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm at the meeting the other day. I mean, I personally would like to at least starting with this 11.5 mile section. I'd like to walk the whole section, and I expressed interest in that. I don't know if everyone's going to be up for that, and we can do it in breaks. I think one of the first questions is going to be everybody's availability. Is it something that's going to have to be on the weekend, or how are we going to work this? And that's something we'll have to coordinate. Which I think is going to be more than just this immediate. I'm probably through Fawn, we'll try to get that. But I think we should begin to do this trail walk as soon as possible, probably in advance of our next official meeting on the 20th. Not the 14th.
The weekend would be favorable.
Yeah.
How does everybody feel about a weekend?
I'm fine with that. Saturday morning, sure, early.
Okay.
You want to do it quick before everything starts to grow.
Yeah, I agree.
Would there be a problem with getting on the rail train itself?
Yes.
Do it twice?
Five.
There's insurance issues.
Okay. Manna?
This is happening simultaneous to the Solid Waste Commission and all of their field trips.
Mm-hmm.
I have a full-time job, and I now have 10 or 11 meetings that I'm committed to for the legislature in the evening. I've seen enough of the trail to have a pretty good understanding. I would like to go with the group, but at this point that's getting onerous for me, certainly in May or June, and I know that there is a sense of urgency, so I just want to let you know how I feel.
I somehow suspect it might take more than one trip, especially if we're doing a long walk of the one section, and if the bulk of the committee is open to a weekend, I think that's what we should push for those people who do work regular jobs, and we could do it, as Legislator Maloney suggested, early in the morning, get going, and also before it does start to get very green and overgrown and in places it is.
Really
Legislator Ronk, and then I'll get Chris.
You know, just to, you know, I guess through the chair to Manna, I would almost say that I think it would be important, so important for us to see as much of the trail, at, you know, of the corridor as possible, that I would be willing to forego one of the meetings if there's too many meetings or something like that in order to make your, in order to accommodate your schedule. I think I'm just telling you right now, just to see it with your own two eyes, you know, as much of the way as you can, I think is just invaluable.
I have seen a lot of it, but I I'll make weekends available if I can.
Okay. Chris White, do you have a comment?
Just a technical point. The Ashokan Reservoir part, you can break into two. So you can do from Basin Road to Ashokan, and then we could go in at Boyceville, and it's kind of a bushwhack down the hill, and you can go in near the old Boyceville Trestle and walk back to Ashokan. So you could, I would recommend you break that into at least two pieces.
Two trips or two pieces?
Two days, because it's 11 and a half miles, and that section isn't as clear as what Ken and I walk. Like, the western section has a lot of small trees and a lot of bushes and stuff. So you might want to take that in 2 days, because otherwise that's a really arduous hike.
Arduous is how long?
11 and a half miles.
No, I know how long it is in distance. How long do you think it would take?
7 hours, I would say.
It's very slow.
You know, the hiking you could probably do in 4 hours, but you tend to stop and look at things and take photos.
And discuss, and yep.
So I'm thinking probably 6 or 7 hours when you add that all up.
Wow. That's what he said.
I know. I knew we did 6 miles in 3 hours, and I just multiplied by two.
Yep. Okay, that's very good.
Let's save it.
Actually, I think one of the major things we should be looking at is going from Early Mountain Road to Glenford Dyke.
Which is what Legislator Ronk's trip was.
Right, and I think we should all see that. I think that's an important part of it, because that's an important, in other words, like the railroad contends that that's a very strong a compromise that they would like to be able to reach. In other words, if they can get the Glenford Dyke, that's what their mindset is, that they could actually create a train ride that accommodates adults and children. But they need to get the Glenford Dyke, because it's the view that you get to see. You get to ride into the piece of the reservoir. So that's the point of it. Because if you have an historic and a scenic railroad, you have to have a scene to look at. I mean, that's part of the game here. But of course, if you're talking about much of this, it's nothing but a tree tunnel after that.
Okay. Carl?
So, what were we talking about? We were talking about from Glenford Dyke to Ashokan.
Well, there's three sections.
From Boyceville back.
From Hurley Mountain Road up to the Glenford Dyke is one hike. That's about 5 miles. But you can cut it off at Basin Road. That's 4 miles. Then you can do from Basin Road to Ashokan. That's 6 miles. From Ashokan to Boyceville is about another 5.2 miles. So those would be the pieces I would recommend. If you're going to do that, we could do the Hurley Mountain Road Basin, and it's a 4 mile hike. So you could do that in easily under 2 hours if you want to just take that segment. Then we could do the dikes, both the Woodstock and the Ashokan, and in a subsequent trip. We'll arrange the transportation and
stop and pick up.
Yeah, and we'll need DEP notification. So.
Okay. Ken, Dave, Cappy.
Just keep in mind the open meeting concerns.
This has been well vetted in terms of the...
What was said was there's discussion. So So once there's discussion.
Oh, right. We can't have discussion.
That's what I said, was keep in mind that there are open meeting concerns.
If a quorum is present, I think that probably that gets complicated. If the quorum is present, we can ask questions of who's ever bringing us informational questions individually, but we cannot discuss amongst ourselves until we come back to the table.
Just keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Okay. Ken and then Dave.
To Dave's point, I definitely think that walking from Hurley Mountain Road up to Basin Road is an important section, but I think that given the sharp time constraint that the Economic Development Committee has just put us in, I think that we really need to do the 11.5 miles in the DEP land first. I think that from Basin Road to Shokan and from Shokan to the Poiseville Trestle, I think are the first two. That would be, and then the third one would be Hurley Mountain Road to Basin Road.
Okay, Dave.
And I would suggest that we invite at least somebody from the railroad to be with us. Because they can answer questions also, and I'm not sure if I could ask Ernie a question about the train going up to Glenford Dyke. Ernie, what is the ability of a car or whatever going to as far as
Boysville to have been issues about insurance that have been raised, but it's sort of like getting in a construction elevator in a construction site. Legislators trying to waiver. We'll arrange. So we can arrange that, and I'm happy to walk.
Let's sit I think that there's a concern. I don't know that I agree with Mr. Hunt on it being the same kind of thing as getting into a construction elevator, because construction elevators are they're designed to carry people. Right now, there's been no inspection on areas beyond where they currently operate. To determine whether or not it's safe to run have passengers over, it's safe for a work train. But I think once a work train has 9 legislators on it, I think it becomes a passenger train, or at least a train with passengers on it. And there's concerns.
Right, I understand that, but it's going to be going about 5 miles an hour, so I don't think
But a walk wouldn't hurt us either.
5 miles an hour down embankment, it's going to hurt.
We're going back. Riding.
What schedule are we looking at? Is that your question?
Yeah. The time. And what are we going to do first? It doesn't matter as long as I get to see all three.
Yep.
But what about Saturday? First leg.
This Saturday.
I'm in.
This Saturday.
What time would we start? This Saturday I have commitments. I'm going to have to see if I can get out of them.
8 o'clock.
Somebody has no children, so it's 8 o'clock.
Bring it back.
It's possible. You're going to bring your dog? You know what? I think if the bulk of the committee can go, that we schedule it for Saturday, and if I'll hope I can get out of my commitments, and if not, I'll just have to get an escort to walk it myself, which is fine.
But let's decide
why don't we go the furthest?
Legislator Ron.
So I don't have to get a divorce. Is it acceptable to bring my spouse if she wants to come?
I can't imagine the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so we're looking at Saturday, the 9th. That's this Saturday. I'm going to say 8:30.
I'd even go 9 o'clock if 8:30 is too early.
What time is the committee's preference?
Well, it depends on where we're going to start.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean, if we're going to start in Boysville.
9 o'clock.
Well, Chris has to arrange everything.
I would suggest your starting point, whichever direction you want to go, be at Shokan, because there's parking there. So if you all park there, then we can have a shuttle meet you at whatever end.
That's good. That's a good idea.
There's not really adequate parking at Basin Road. There's only a few spots, unless we parked at the Woodstock Dyke. I think you're safe.
Why can't we just take the bus all the way?
Why don't we meet here and just bus wherever?
Meet here.
Yeah.
We have the bus. That way we don't have to emit carbons.
Yeah, but is that another half an
hour? It's up to you.
Just for one.
Okay, we can coordinate the details of the bus.
We were hoping you all stopped at some of the bakeries up there and on the way back.
Okay, so Saturday the 9th, what's the committee's preference, 8 or 9?
8.
8:30. 8:45.
Let's go 8:30 between the two. 8:30.
It's Shokan.
show can.
No, because then if you meet here, then it's another guest.
We'll confirm the details.
Yeah, just confirm the availability of shuttles, DEP, acquiescence on letting us walk without permit. I think we'll be fine.
Okay, and I'm inclined to agree with Legislator Ronk. I'm interested in what the rest of the committee says, is that we start with the portion that we're discussing in the MOA, because that's what we're discussing right now, and then the next one would be the...
But some of that goes right into... Some of that goes past Glenford Dyke and the other end, doesn't it?
We can also, if there's other spots we need to hit within that section, we can do that with a shuttle. If we walk a substantial section and there's another spot, because Chris, when I did, we hit key points, you and I.
Once you go into Shokan, if you're coming eastward towards Basin Road, the only out is Woodstock Dyke, and that's not very far from Basin Road. It only cuts off about not even a mile. It's right next. It's the first dyke you come to. It's a quarter of a mile in.
Okay.
Should we pass around a sign-up sheet so I know if there's any people in the public that want to come too that might be in the public?
I feel like it starts to get complicated. I would not do that. I think it should be the committee.
Open up
the
whole public if you
Keep
it the committee.
The suggestion's been made by Dave to have one representative from the rail. If you do that, I think one representative from the trail community beyond. Obviously, if Chris, you're going to go with us, someone from the county itself, I think we can have a representative from the rail and a representative from the trail community as designated by those organizations. The one thing I would caution, again, is we're not going to have discussion and debate, and I certainly don't want to engage in an argument, so it's for informational purposes to answer questions if we have questions.
So each representative a pad, and then remember the point, counterpoint.
They can answer the questions directly, but assuming I'm there, and if not, Herb, I'm going to ask you to be pretty on top of...
I have to attend a wedding.
Okay.
I can't be there either, but I'll make my own arrangements to...
Okay.
We'll get to see it before the next meeting.
Okay.
Can you call me, because if we can...
Yeah, I will.
Well, we'll have to. If for some reason I couldn't be there that day, we'll have to designate someone else to be the assurance that this debating doesn't happen. Yes, Manna.
Yeah, I think I just want to be really clear.
Everyone,
ma'am, one meeting, please.
That we ask questions of whoever is leading and the railroad and the trail people, they reply to the questions and they do not speak to each other.
Correct.
Or get into any cross.
And we don't do that either.
We don't do that either.
I mean,
we make notes of our answers, questions and answers.
What is your problem, Kathy? What are you
saying? I don't think that's an accurate representation.
I understand. I don't think we should. I think we're big enough. I don't want to be out there being pitched by anybody.
Can I ask a question? I thought you heard it's for this committee, legislator, to take that tour.
Right.
Come back with whatever you come back with, and then if you have questions, you look for where you can get the answers. But I think to have somebody walking with you and...
What's the committee's... I could go either way on this. I'm not... What's the committee's wish? I'm okay with just... us going on a tour, and obviously if we're with someone from planning or the county, I mean, there's going to be the opportunity to ask.
If you're getting somebody just from planning, it's going to be somebody that is very opinionated and also has a designated, basically has their own marching orders. My point is I want it to be unfettered, shall we say. I want to go on that.
If we don't come out in 6 hours... Send somebody to get us?
I don't believe, unless I'm wrong, I mean, I'd like to hear from the rest of the committee. I don't think the object is for us to go there and ask a lot of questions. It's to look at the conditions so that when we're entertaining something, we know whether it's feasible or not. Then if you need expert advice... you decide where you want to get that, whether it's the attorneys or Herb, who has a lot of knowledge.
And to that end,
on a committee that are well-versed.
To that end, I mean, everyone does have a personal phone. I mean, we could be taking photos and coming back to circulating with through the clerk, and we could have a presentation with questions if we needed to do that as well. Manna.
The only advantage would be that people, you know, on both sides of this question have strong opinions, but if there was somebody there, say, from Trails, first of all, do we know how to take this tour? But also, they might point out things that are of interest that we might not know just walking by. So that might be an advantage to having both somebody from who's strongly in favor of a rail solution and somebody who's and the Catskill Mountain Railroad who know the existing conditions, both there to have the ability to point things out.
Legislative.
But this is supposed to be, you know, fact finding. And we could walk right by something that's important because we don't know.
I mean, I agree with you, but maybe we could segment it like we're doing our walks. So we're going past the MOU area, have a representative from the DEP and the planning department. When we get up to Glenford Dyke, then we have the railroad. So.
I don't want the DEP there.
I don't want to be pitched by anybody, Carl.
Right.
Well, we're all professionals. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there? They're not going to sell us steak knives.
They
look at a culvert and say, well, how did that get that way? Or, you know, what's going to happen with this? And they're going to say, well, this happened 20 years ago, or this happened because of Hurricane Irene. What are they pitching?
You don't get it.
I guess not. Educate me on how we're going to pick something.
Go.
I mean, I'm going to make my decision based on facts.
I think we're big enough to go out and look at a trail.
I vote for one representative from each side.
Let's go. How many? Who would like one? Yes, Lynn.
And just in an effort of keeping it the conversation focused, questions. Chris, if you're going to host the tour, you also have the trail point of view. I mean, is that sufficient, you know, to represent that point of view if there is someone from the railroad?
If you want me to just guide, I would give you...
I think that Lester Archer's question is, you know, would the trails community be comfortable with Chris being their representative?
I can do either. I mean, the person that we would ask probably is Carl Beard from National Park Service, because he's the person with the most experience building trails all over the Northeast.
I walked from 209 to Cornell Street with Carl, and he was very informative and honest.
Yeah, I've seen Carl's presented to the trails advisory.
He's somewhat diminutive, so he won't, you know, he's not pushy about it. You have to ask him for him to say
yes.
Yeah. Kevin.
I would, the trail community, as it were, is at a great disadvantage, knowledge and experience of this corridor, because we have not had access to this corridor. Real imbalance there in terms of that.
Well, I think it's interesting to just have heard from Ken that Ken walked a portion of the trail with Carl, and to the point we're discussing, he felt like he was given additional or new information. So from my perspective, I think it might be helpful to have Carl, if he could be there, along with Chris and along with someone from the rail. Again, cautioning that we're not going to be in cross debates, and that can't happen.
Every time I've been out, I've come back to the...
We'll caution them.
Long pants,
in the email.
Long shirts.
Okay, so do you want to take a vote in terms of representatives from the rail and the trail community? Let's do that first. All in favor of representatives from the rail and trail community? Signify with a raise of hands.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. So we're looking at the 9th at 8:30. Fawn will send around specifics, including tick warnings. We'll coordinate with Chris with your office.
Just if we could give us an hour or two tomorrow to try to confirm.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that's what we're tentatively looking at. And it's committee only. It's not members of the public. Okay, and then we'll schedule the next one after that, and then also Jeanette and Herb and anyone who can't make it, if you can talk directly with Chris about scheduling a time, ideally if you can together, so that Chris isn't spending every day walking the trail. It's going to be in excellent shape. Okay, any other new business? Yes, Manna?
I wanted to take a minute, and first of all, I want to thank Lynn and Ken for agreeing to convene this. I wanted to say that, you know, folks have heard me talk about a collaborative process since I came to the legislature, because I sort of stumbled into how divided this issue was in this community, and I think that this corridor is a really valuable asset, and I hope that there's a way to really have a collaborative process. I want to just give you what I mean by that in a physical sense. This is a conflicted process in what's been going on. In a collaborative process, values become additive. A really creative solution can emerge. I'll give one example. I won't take a long time, but I think this is important. When I worked for the UCRRA, people were fighting over the tire dump in Saugerties. A guy had been, a tire jockey had been collecting tires and putting them in a pit, and there's now a mountain of 600,000 tires. Oh. And everybody was blaming each other, and it had gone on for at least 5 years. And I worked for the RRA, and I wanted to get the tires recycled. That was my motive. I also happened to be driving past that area. First of all, I was driving to Albany about a tire meeting when the Catskill tire fire happened. And I saw that smoke in Catskill from Saugerty, so I knew how serious a problem that was. And then on another occasion, someone asked me if I wanted to see the tire pile in Quarryville, and I was flabbergasted to see how potentially dangerous it was. So we convened a process with all of the stakeholders, including the tire jockey and the Sportsmen's Association and members of the community in Saugerties, elected representatives, and also people who lived in Quarryville, sometimes a couple hundred feet from this tire pile. Somebody came from the tire recycling and somebody from DEC. And it took a while to get people to really follow an initial agreement. And the initial agreement was, if you want to talk about how it got like this and, you know, who's to blame, please go down to the, you know, corner and have a beer or a cup of coffee and do it there. That it was a solution-oriented process. And they agreed, and the first couple meetings I reminded them of their agreement. And after a while, they started to remind each other. And in the end, we created a solution that got funding from the fine for the Catskill Tire Fire to be applied to a preventive measure in Quarryville. The sportsmen used some escrow funds to rent equipment, and they helped clean it up. And in the end, it was cleaned up, landscaped, and now an extension of their sportsmen's land, and it's safe for the neighbors. The DEC participated, everyone participated, and it struck me, and this going back, 20 years, how powerful a truly collaborative process can be. And I've used that at Clearwater as often, if probably more often, than, filing lawsuits or intent to sue and all of that. And I've had many other successful experiences. So I'm asking that this process be informational and an attempt at finding a collaborative solution that will be the best thing for this corridor. I don't know what that looks like. I I also think that we're not going into it with as much of an open possibility as we were before this last meeting. But I do hope that people will keep an open mind and look for a solution, because some of us are going to be huffing and puffing to do these walks. There are a lot of grandparents that would love to have an opportunity to spend a day with their grandchildren and still have a way for people to use trails throughout that area. And ultimately, I think that there is a potential for a win-win situation here. And I hope that we'll try to figure out how to do that.
Thank you
for allowing me the time to say that.
Dave and then Carl.
And I agree with what Lynn is talking about. I know back in, I think it was 2007, we did a public planning process to create Ulster Tomorrow and through economic development. The problem, of course, is we spent a lot of time. There was a lot of energy. People came from every walking business, along with the environmental people. Everybody was there, and we came up with plans to use. Now, some of them have been used, actually, but of course, the economy had, the bottom fell out of the economy since right after that. So I think we probably should pick up some of those documents that will run through again, particularly for the Economic Development Committee. But having said that, there were people in there that normally wouldn't be in the same room. And they were all in the same room. We had facilitators that actually discussed the various issues that we were looking at. And I think it came out a successful would come out. And we have not had that at all here. And in fact, in 2013, I believe it was Kevin Cale who actually put in a resolution or did something for planning for the trail. And it just said, they would get $2 million for the Ulster County Rail Trail pursuant to the initiation of public planning process. We have not had that. It is closed-door planning, and it's not good for the community, is the way I look at it. And what we need to do is actually sit down and have a facilitator, sit down and deal with all these issues, do the little paper and come through, and in the end, I think more people on each side would end up being much more happier in the end on what the final product would be.
Carl, and then Lynn.
If they'd have a stake in it.
I would like to see on the agenda at some point the premise of the county putting out an RFP for the Kingston part of the railroad. Because I know that there was a press release by the county executive that they called it a compromise, that they were going to allow Catskill Mountain Railroad to run from Kingston. They were going to send out an RFP. They were going to send out an RFP to find.
No,
he wasn't sending anything. He didn't give any plan. He just said, you have from here to here, there is no plan.
No. There was a press release that said that the county was going to go out to RFP for that section of the railroad. Am I crazy?
Chris White.
No, you're close. It wasn't that crazy. You just proposed.
You're all crazy. I'm saying. All right.
Carl, I'm trying to
give
you a soft
close
landing
to God
here.
Is the same thing?
Help you out.
All right. That's what I thought.
275 said trail only from Kingston to Boyceville.
Right.
So what it was a proposal that he would be willing to entertain and support a compromise that would allow the train in about 2 miles between Kingston Plaza and try to accommodate the trail by going out the O&W and back up around the Esophis, and then we would meet up at Hurley Mountain Road and do trail. That was what it's a proposal only. It didn't change the policy. We wouldn't release an RFP until there's final guidance on where rail and where we're doing.
That's right.
Not.
Got you next.
I think before we go out and start doing a plan here, a plan there, I think what we need to do, we have the money to bring in a consultant. I think we need to define what it is we want this consultant to help us with.
to, you know, look at some of the stuff that's already been in place and some of the stuff out there. I think if we start to define roles and responsibility of what we're trying to explore, we have an end product to say, oh, let's go do this. I think we need to bring a little bit of order to what our process is going to be and what we're going to be looking at. I think we have a first order as it relates to the DEP land, but from there, I think it's also then defining what we're looking for from the consultant, how we want to help, even some of the things that Dave said with regards to how this consultant can help facilitate. But then we also had some discussion when we originally put the resolution together with regards to some costing scenarios and helping us look at some of the budgets for some of the plans. I think that's absolutely critical to next steps here.
Okay. Chris White.
If I could just highlight, we're using terms that I don't think we're getting that has gone on thus far is conceptual. Mm-hmm. It's basically saying, we think between here and here would be trail only. Here is where the railroad works. Understand that we haven't begun a formal planning process, and when we do, it will be a very public process. Mm-hmm. The step that, by agreeing to do the DEP agreement and allowing that money to flow, we would bring a capital project back to you to authorize the planning. The only planning that's been done is conceptual, and then OSI has done some mapping and survey work that's helped tell us, you know, what's the condition of the culverts, what is the Butternut Cove culvert look like and might cost, you know, how bad is the Boyceville mm-hmm. trestle. So just understand that we're committed to a completely public planning process. That hasn't begun. We haven't designed the trail. We haven't figured out what the amenities would be or where the trailheads are. If you read the DEP agreement, it specifically doesn't, you know, the only thing it really speaks to is you can't use impermeable materials, and that's really just a water quality issue. Beyond that, nothing else was determined there. You know, what kind of bathrooms? Where are the trailheads? How wide is the trail? None of that has been planned.
Later, Rock. I have a quick question on that. Now, you know, I'm not going to belabor it. You know, doesn't the DEP determine where the trailheads are going to be?
The DEP and the county mutually agree upon the location of the.
What happens if there's no agreement?
They make a decision.
Responding to your question, one of them is pretty obvious. It would probably be at Jones Cove, which we call Ashokan. You know, it's the area you can park right on 28 because it's a midpoint. The other ends, we know we need three because you have to have them.
An access point. And
yeah, so, I mean, it's really not so much as, I don't think we're far off.
Okay.
I don't think that it'll be a real issue. And again, what I tried to do with DEP was not cement down like it's going to be here, because we want to hear from people how they're going to use it. You know, I want to hear, we also put into the agreement informal access points. So these would be access points that you don't drive a car to. If you're coming off, you know, one of the feeder roads to 28 and you want to hop on it with your bicycle, you don't have to go 3 miles down to Shokan or out to Boyceville. You can just get on. And so those are going to be a little more touchy, but I think the bigger trailheads are good. But there, again, public planning will be a huge component of this. And we're going to hire a consultant to do this. This isn't stuff we're going to draw up. So you will approve that consultant. We will show you, a process that you can even be involved in selection of the completely.
Okay, I have Dave and then Carl. Carl.
County websites on the county executive's website. Executive Mike Hines, supportive local government officials and business community leaders, announced today a new proposal that would accommodate both tourism, railroad operations, and recreational trail development. Then it said the railroad corridor in Kingston and future requests for proposals.
To run the rail operation.
Right, but there's a proposal. They announced a proposal. Yeah, Jeanette has a quote in
here. But we have to pass it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I want to. I don't want to have this committee just run spin our wheels. Meanwhile, the planning process is still going around behind our backs, or we're not knowing anything about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, what happened to the idea of going for request for proposal to have some kind of railroad run that line? Well, we're not doing that now. So
okay.
It seems to me that I'm asking a valid question. It was a press release on the county's website. Anybody could look at it. It says it was a proposal.
But he doesn't have a vote.
I think
he didn't make a proposal to us.
Okay.
He sent out a press release in the newspaper.
Okay. Let's not debate, Carl. I think it is a good point, and I think the point really is we need to create agendas for moving forward. You're suggesting an agenda item of an RFP, and I think prior to not the 14th meeting, because we all know what that's about. It's a joint meeting discussing the MOA, but prior to the following meeting, the 20th meeting. Sooner than later, if everyone can email me, copying Fawn, the agenda items that you would like to see on future agendas, what you think is important to discuss, and we'll try to drill it down to something that makes sense that we can start using as a working document. To that end, I'm also going to ask Fawn to work with me to put together a package of all relevant documents, the studies that have gone before, these things that we could see in a binder clearly that we could bring as a manual as we've done in joint committees before. So if anyone has any suggestions about what's important to be in that binder, not right now, send that in writing as well.
I want to comment.
Yes, of course.
Well,
okay.
I
want to comment.
Okay, Carl, are you speaking to what was just said?
Yes.
Okay, then Carl, let me respond and then Dave.
Is asking questions.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It's fully appropriate.
No.
Okay.
No, it's fully appropriate to ask questions.
All right.
And
the question I asked was, what happened to this proposal? That's all. I don't get a barrage of, you don't have a vote, you know, this or that. You know, I'm a member of this committee.
Nothing.
Okay. It's like Manna said, we all need
to
do this, then this. That's all.
But there was nothing.
All right. Outside meetings.
Okay. Dave.
All right. I agree with what I agree with Carl pointing out that maybe we should send out an RFP for the Kingston thing, and an RFP, in other words, either an RFP. I mean, I put together a list of things. You got them. The RFP for the Kingston Plaza to Early Mountain Road, and one for Early Mountain Road to Glenford Dyke, and then actually do a combination of one, the two together, the two and three on my list, and see what comes back, and see what they get.
So, just so I understand, you're looking to put out an RFP for other train operators?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Legislator Ron Ben, Legislator
Provenzano.
Something we're going to have to discuss.
What do they call that? It's not really an RFP. It would be a request for
information.
RFI, RFQ,
RFP. I mean, they're all.
Yeah, who would be interested in that? I mean, that's what I'd like to know. That's the problem is I don't know who would be interested in that.
Just to Carl's point, I understand. I know that there were a lot of us who were very surprised about the county executive's, we'll call it a proposal, but it's a proposal because he doesn't have the ability to change our policy. Our policy was in Resolution 275, trail only from Kingston to Boyceville, rail only Boyceville westward. And I think that his press release that he put out was sort of, instead of, calling us or coming to a meeting or something like that, that was his way of saying, I think that this might be something that you guys want to take a look at to change your policy. And we haven't done that yet. And that's, so it's not that it hasn't gone anywhere or it's dropped off of anything. We haven't done, and again, to me, at least as one of the sponsors of this corridor committee, one of my goals was to entertain such ideas and bring recommendations to the legislature. So,
right.
And I think it's way premature to do an RFP on anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Manna. Oh, no, sorry, Jeanette. Jeanette was next. And then Manna. Your opinion. Okay. Manna.
Ken explained it well.
Following up on what Lynn said, I think that we should begin to make a list of questions. One of my questions is if a large portion of what is currently a railroad were to become a trail, would the people along that, you know, the railroad currently has right-of-ways. Mm-hmm. Would the people extend that right-of-way?
In terms of the easement.
The easement.
They can lose it.
I think rather than have that debate, I think it's a valid point, but I think can we all get our thoughts
writing.
And concerns down in writing? I, along with Fawn, will collate them. They don't have to be, if it's been brought up three times, you know, it'll be once on there, and I think we will start going through them as agenda items.
Yeah.
Because it's been, you know, it's a long night, it's our first meeting, and yes.
Yes,
thank you.
To that point, because that is going, I think that is going to come up as we go along, I believe that the county has retained the services of a rail banking expert.
I think we will. This committee would like to speak to
yes,
at some point.
That was just the point that I wanted to bring up. Is that you know we have great technology. I think it would be valuable to hear what she has to say.
Wholeheartedly, I agree. Yes, sir.
Is it appropriate for me to ask a question?
You may ask a question. Just would you state your name for the record?
Sure, John Grosspolen.
Okay.
So far, the discussion is kind of focused on east of Boyceville. I was wondering if the committee is also going to look to the west, because there has been some discussions about rail or trail or both out there.
The committee's charge is to look at the whole corridor, so absolutely.
Okay.
We'll be looking at the whole thing. Yeah.
At this moment, Meg Carey, at this moment, is the Memorandum of Understanding only available to legislators and the county executive's office?
No, it's
public
information.
Anybody can have
it's
a copy of it.
Yeah, it's public information.
With resolutions, but I can email you.
Thank you. Okay, so is there anything else for tonight? I mean, we have a lot of work ahead of us, and you'll be getting emails about Chris, we'll talk tomorrow about
I'll
the weekend, but
yeah.
I hope we'll get a lot of emails from you all so that we can start getting the
Chris,
agenda moving.
Just a quick question. Would it be easier for people if we met you at the Kingston parking lot? If we have that option, would you prefer that to meeting in Shokan?
That's probably easier.
My guess is it's probably easier.
Those of us who want
to
go to Shokan still can. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure
okay.
it out that way.
Okay. We'll
make it. Okay. We'll coordinate things, and I'll get a list of who's going to.
We'll get that. All the details will become.
We can send precise directions.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's readily apparent,
excellent.
Including instructions for dress and deed and
etc.
Yeah.
The time estimate to go from Shokan to Basin Road, I'm guessing 3 hours. It's 6 miles. Typically, you know, a comfortable pace is about 2 to 3 miles an hour, but we're going to take photos. We'll probably stop. So three hours.
Okay. That's good to know, too. Okay.
Bring a banana.
And water.
And water.
Yes, water.
Okay.
It's going to be warm.
All right. Anything else for this evening? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I just make one suggestion? There's several members of the public here, several people I already have on a mailing list. I took the liberty of anybody who was already... you know, that I thought might be interested in emailing. If I didn't email you the agenda, I don't have you on my list. If you'd like to be on the list for emails of the committee and friends, just stop and give me your email before you leave.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
And it is 8:04.